Good morning, everyone. Once again, welcome back to another edition of the Community Corner here on KWHI. Craig Montana, always with the guests from around the area, talking about an event happening in the community in Brenham, the Washington County, and all around that you want to know about, that you can take part in, have lots of fun. And what we talk about today is an event that's been happening for a really long time. You know all about it. Possibly, but if not, we're going to talk about it today. That's the Bluebell Fun Run. We're with us here, Stephen Puckett from Brenham ISD. And Mr. Puckett, good to see you.
Thank you, Craig. Good to see you as well.
And tell us a little bit about what it is that you do with Brenham ISD.
Okay. I'm a teacher and a coach, and my family and I have been here since 1998, so almost 20 years we've been a part of the school system.
All right, and you are being a track coach. You, of course, know all about running. The Bluebell Fun Run just seems to fall right in that wheelhouse for you then.
It really did. I took it over in 2009. Prior to that, Earl Hathaway coached baseball here forever and coaches golf now. He was running the event and needed to step down, and so our athletic director, Glenn West, came to me and knew that I liked to run, and I started a runners association in Brenham. Around that same time, and so I took it over and didn't know what I was getting into, but I thoroughly enjoyed it.
All right, so the Bluebell Fun Run, we talked about, has been along for a long time. Tell us a bit about the history of the Bluebell Fun Run.
Okay. It started in 1978, so this will be our 39th annual event. It started out as a 5K, and eventually it's worked itself now into a, over the last, probably the last 15 years, if not more, into a kids mile, 5K, and a 10K event. And then we also have some team events embedded in that. So we have a 5K team event and a 10K team event. And so, you know, that's really caught on. We try to do a lot of challenges among different, groups in our community, but also, groups in the Houston area. Different running clubs will come up from the Cypress area, Woodlands area, Houston area, Austin area. They'll come bring the running club up and call themselves a team, and then we'll score them a little bit differently.
All right, and of course, it's been around for that long. Tell us a bit about why they established. Why did they start the Bluebell Fund?
Sure. It started out really just a fundraiser for to raise funds for the athletic department and the athletic teams. We all are different. Programs have a budget that were set out by the board and the school board, and then that's pretty much what we get. And so fundraisers are there simply to add to that or kind of pad that account, and everything goes back towards the athletes. And so they started this run in 78 to do that, to add a little extra money to different sports accounts, and that's what we've been doing all along. So we're able to raise some extra money to maybe when they go out to eat on school trips, instead of the $6 or $7 limit they're given, maybe go to a $10 limit that they can get, you know, a little something different, or maybe uniforms a little bit different, or maybe have some extra coaching come in. And but it all goes straight towards the kids.
And you're going to receive that because it's a very successful program for all their sports they have here at Brenham ISD.
Thank you.
They do appreciate that, and all the kids appreciate it. And then it goes into the parents and the fans and the whole community.
Right.
So
yes, sir.
A lot of pride there.
Yes, sir.
So this year we're talking about the this 39th annual Bluebell Fun Run. Tell us about this year's event, the when, where, and all that good
stuff. Okay, yes, sir. It's Saturday, April 8th is the event. It begins, the Kids Mile begins at 8 a.m. The 10K, which is the longer of the three races, begins at 8:30. And then the 5K event starts at 8:45. Race day registration will open up at 6:15 that morning and go till about 7:45, and then we'll shut race day registration off. For those that have already pre-registered, they may pick their packet up Friday, April 7th, from 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock at the high school. Or if they want to wait and come in that next morning, they can pick their packet up anywhere from 6:15 to 7:45.
All right. And let's talk about the registration. How people register for the fun run if they want to do that in advance?
Yeah. We've gone strictly away from paper copies just for the sake of just money, I guess. But it's everything's online registration. You go to bluebellfunrun.com. And once you see our webpage, it'll send you to a link to register. And you're welcome to register as a participant if you'd like. And it gives all the information there regarding the cost and the starting times and a little bit of history of the fun run. So you can really just peruse our website and kind of find out more about it. You can also register to participate, or you can register to be a volunteer for the event. And there's information about the volunteer on that website as well. And, you know, clicking register, it takes you straight to the race roster registration site where all that information is. And so all volunteers get a free t-shirt in addition to, little treat anytime they want to throughout the event.
Oh, that's the thing, you know, the sports sock, he's been the kind of the MC.
He doesn't let it go, does he?
That's been doing for a long time. And that's his big deal. When everyone, there's a truck over there waiting, just go.
There he is.
No,
he has his own carton.
That's it. So this year, it's always a fun run, you know,
yes,
but
sir.
A great scenic route through Washington County. Tell us about what the route you guys are going to be going on this year.
Yes, sir. The kids' mile, we try to keep that one as, of course, all of them are safe as possible, but we don't let the kids get out on the road. So the kids' mile stays on campus at the Burnham High School, and it weaves all around the different courses or the playing fields and around the soccer fields and behind the baseball fields, behind the ROTC building, and then kind of makes its way back to the starting line, the finish line, pardon me. The 5K takes off really in front of the high school on North Park Street there on business, and then it goes down towards 577. It takes a right there by the new Burger King. It goes to Burleson Road, and then it comes back around Holt Park and finishes up coming back on North Park Street back towards the high school. And the 10K route's really the prettiest of the two, I feel. It's the same starting point, which is in front of the high school on North Park Street, and goes down to 577. It takes a left by Andrea's Taco Shop, goes down to Farm to Market 2935, takes a left down 2935, and that town going behind the high school. And that goes out there, a said piece, to Newman Road, and then it winds around Old Masonic Road, I guess, behind Scenic Estates, and then back up by the new tennis courts at the high school, and then finishes up in the parking lot of the high school. So that's a really beautiful course. You get a lot of scenery there with the bluebonnets and the livestock and just country homes and country living out there. And so a lot of these people that come from the city don't get a chance to ever see this. So.
I've driven that. It's beautiful, and that's probably the only way I'm ever going to see that is to drive it, because I'm not quite the runner.
Well,
you know,
we take walkers as well.
But lots of fun. We had a lot of people have been doing this. How many people y'all have year to year taking part in this thing?
Yes, sir. It's grown, and we're very fortunate for that. And so through mass media and through a popular event, word of mouth has kind of made it infectious in a positive way. And anywhere now, we can get anywhere from 3,500 to 4,500 runners every year. And
that's
so it just continues. It's just a lot of, the thing I love about it is that we try to encourage people to come here and stay here as long as they can in our town. And so we do different events throughout the race, not just the race itself, but we'll have different vendors come in and promote their small town-ish, so to speak, here. And so we also provide coupons and different things for people want to get those and come back to Must Be Heaven or come downtown and shop. And we try to get businesses, if they'd like to donate something, just to give it to us. And we'll put it on a events table, and people can pick that up and spend the rest of their day here. Mm-hmm. The Bluebell is going to be open that day. Their parlor will be, their ice cream parlor and their store. So we're going to promote that as well, that once people leave our place, they can get more ice cream if they want it. Right. It kind of contradicts the whole running all morning to sit there and load up on ice cream, but that's okay.
It's a treat, you know. You reward yourself after running.
Sure, you can, or walking it, whichever you want to do.
Whatever you want to do. All right. Is anything else that people should know about when it comes to the Bluebell Fun Run?
Well, our volleyball team has done a great job. I take all the teams and divide up responsibilities for the fun run. So since it's going towards them, we ask the kids and coaches to really throw themselves into it. And so on that day, all of the athletes, depending on what sport they play, will be wearing their jersey on that day, minus the swim team. I doubt they'll be wearing Speedos, but they'll be wearing a shirt that has Brenham Swimming on it. Mm-hmm. But there's race day duties, but also there's pre-race day duties. And so the volleyball team has done a great job of going out and assimilating the different course maps on the routes, pardon me. So if there's a business or resident that's on one of the 5K or 10K routes, they should have received in hand information about the road closures, the start times, when the runners are going to be coming by their house or by their business. And so we just ask the people, if they need to leave, either leave before the race begins or have another way out of their subdivision, or if they just want to stay there and hang out, come out on their lawn, put their chair out and just watch the thousands of people come by and encourage them and just support that event. That's what we mainly would like, is people come out and sit in their lawn and just, you know, yell the names of the people they come by, and they see their names on their bibs, and just encourage this event, because it's by 11 o'clock. everything's done. Mm-hmm. So it starts at 8 o'clock. By 11 o'clock, the parking lot's empty, and you can go down and see these people downtown walking around. But we just want it to be positive. We want it to be, promote something that's beneficial for the school and the community as well.
And that brings to mind, let people know that you were talking about the resident businesses, but people that maybe just travel those areas, right. Maybe hold off on going
sure.
out there
just
for a little bit that day, because you don't want to be driving through and, you
right.
know.
And invariably, somebody's going to have to leave for some
yeah.
reason. And so we have officers, the COP units, the sheriff's department, and the city police are all, they all work in conjunction with us as well. So if someone has to leave, then we just ask them to please wait till the massive runners go by mm-hmm. and then just very slowly make their way out to where they need to be. But and they may get told they can't go a certain way. So they just have to be patient and just say, listen, this is the one time it's going to happen a year, and
yeah.
it's only going to last about 30 minutes or so. When it passes their way, then they're free to go. But and if other businesses that would like to promote their business or give specials or coupons or something for those days, for that event, then feel free to contact me, Stephen Puckett, at 979-661-0543, and I can get you all the information you need to have those coupons and things available.
Okay. Now, I was going to say, contact information, you have that. But again, the website for people to get all the information they need is all in that one place.
Yes, sir.
And that, again, is
www.bluebellfunrun.com.
All right. There you go. I believe that's going to do it for us
yes,
today.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate it
All right,
very
there
much.
You go. Stephen Puckett from Brenham ISD and the Blue Bell Fun Run. We thank you, and good luck to you guys coming up next
thank
weekend.
You. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. All right. There we go. Another edition of the Community Corner here on KWHI. Again, next Tuesday, another event happening for you to know about here on KWHI in Brenham.